The suspense mounts as Sapphire catches Mathis in his indiscretion. Tempers clash as the chain of events that follow could lead to the end of their relationship. Sapphire, wait! Sapphire immediately headed for the door, crying. The tears began to roll down her face more profusely as she quickly exited the penthouse. Lauren, get up. Put your clothes on, he yelled as he grabbed the sheets to cover himself. And after quickly securing a sheet around his loins, he hurried towards the door where he noticed the keys that he gave Sapphire to his place on the floor. Picking them up, he could see the custom words that he had engraved in gold lettering, which read, "For you only." Tears welled up in his eyes as he remembered what he had told her prior to giving them to her. He made it to the window, and as he looked out, he could see Sapphire speeding off in her car. Turning around, he noticed his and Lauren's handiwork on the floor, and in that very moment he remembered those words as they went across his mind like a swift wind unable to stop its destination. I will never let another woman enter this domain as long as you have these keys, because you hold the keys to my heart. The hurt in his heart could not stop the unveiling of that truth. At this, he rubbed his hand across his forehead and leaned over in agony as he yelled out, "No! Fuck!" He headed back towards the bedroom, but before he made it to the hall, Lauren walked in his path with a sheet wrapped around her. "Is that your wife?" she asked. "No, no, she's not," he answered. "Then who is she?" My, damn it!" Mathis paused as he looked at Lauren in disgust. "Look, you have to go. I'll call you later." Lauren looked confused as she grabbed her belongings off the floor and began putting them on. "Did I do something wrong? We do have a relationship, don't we? I mean, we have been seeing..." "Just shut up, please," Mathis said in anger. "I can't think right now, please. Just put your clothes on and go." Lauren began crying as she finished putting her clothes on. She tried to come towards Mathis, who had one of his hands up while the other was pointing to the door. "I'll call you," he said as Lauren walked out the door.